gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor. I use it. I guarantee it works. SCOE10X.com. SCOE10X.com. Check it out. You can only get it on their website. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS in the proper box and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, the end of September, trip to Italy. Join me through Colette Tours, 800-581-8942. Booking number 1382-009. You can find the information at talkinpets.com. No G in the talking, by the way. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Get up, Grandpa. You know we're on daylight saving time.
Yeah, get up. That's all I hear here lately. For years and years, folks have got along with an old grandfather's clock. Or just a common old sundial sitting out on a block. And then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man who ruined us all with daylight saving time. Well, I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up this daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine. But I guess he's hid and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. Well, I get up late, I have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man who first thought up daylight saving time. Argue that they've gained an hour of light by moving all the clocks around, but I can't see they're right. The sun still rises just the same and sets just as before. If they'd rise 60 minutes early, maybe they'd have an hour more. So why not leave the clocks alone so folks won't be confused? Let them hit the floor an hour before if it's daylight that they choose. So I hope I find the man who thought of daylight saving time. If he will prove why the clocks will move, then I'll admit it's fine. I've twisted my old clock around till it ain't worth a dime. I'm a-losing sleep, I'm a-counting sheep. I get up late and I miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8, but try as they will, they'll never gain the daylight saving time.
And once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That is the number to give us a call and talk about your pets, 818-818-6401. Jasmine, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you over there, Miss Lexi?
I've been better.
Yeah, well.
My car is falling apart.
Oh, no.
My heated seats are stuck on my driver's side only.
Oh,
so that was a really fun drive here, and I'm really looking forward to driving home.
She's got a hot behind.
It's my not butt. Even that.
my butt.
It's not even that old.
It's 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty old, yeah. I got it.
I didn't even know it was 10 years old. Wow.
Yeah, I got it right before I had Carson.
New.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Thanks.
New.
I've been taking good care of it. Yeah, it's 10 years old. But and then, so I'm hyper aware that my seats might catch on fire is how I'm feeling because of the heated part is stuck on. And then a rock hit my window and cracked my windshield.
So. Oh, my gosh.
It's a big crack, too.
It's a big crack, too.
You know, Mercury is retrograde. It means that there's a lot of things that come with that.
Well, it can get back into grade right now.
So, actually, in the state of Florida, you can get a free windshield. So
yes, I know.
That's the one thing good about it. But you have to have a car insurance.
Can't you take the fuse out of the...
Yes. Okay. My husband's going to do that tomorrow because we're going to St. Pete because we're going to go see the capybaras. So I'm super excited for that. My stepdaughter's coming down, so we're doing it for her 13th birthday.
Yeah, okay. There's a cafe here in our area, and I'm sure there's more of them around the country. I would imagine that you can go and eat, and there's capybaras.
I don't know about the eating. That sounds extremely unsanitary,
yeah, it does.
And I don't think that you are allowed to serve food like that.
But I think you eat away from them.
I have no idea.
I think. That's what I remember seeing. So I could be wrong.
I don't think that we're going to eat there, but we're definitely going there. We're going to feed them, and you get like 30 minutes or whatever to like feed them and pet them. And there's other friends, too. There's
cool.
No promises that what the other friends will be, but I'm excited.
That's what they said?
Yeah, other friends for the capybara.
But they said there's no guarantee on what... They don't know what they might have.
Well, it's just what they bring out that day. Because they have, like, lemurs and, like...
I know,
have, like,
I
little
go.
Foxes. Yeah, they have
we
a whole bunch.
Go.
Of...
Yeah,
we should all get together and go sometime.
I should bring a purse big enough to fit a lemur in it.
Mm-hmm.
Does money go towards, like, like, the money? Does it go towards, like, the animals or towards organization?
Right? I have no idea. I don't know much about it. I just had seen it online and
that's
so
what
I told my
know.
Mom about it.
I want to know if it goes towards, like, wildlife or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
But on that note, you heard daylight savings time is here. So do you guys agree with daylight savings time, making it a permanent rather than like
which one do you want
ahead,
to be
fall behind?
Which one do you want to be permanent? Fall behind or spring forward?
Do you want it to get dark earlier or
I kind of like having more light because I can get more work done. But then I kind of like having dark because then I don't have to force myself to go out there and do yard work. So it's like... I don't know. I mean, one or the other.
You
but
still get the same amount of time
thank
during
you.
The day.
I was going to say, you have the same amount of daylight time regardless. The time
I guess
is
it's a work
different.
Thing, though. I work till 5:30, 6 o'clock all the time. So it's like, you know, it can't do anything if it's dark at that point. But, you know, if it stays brighter till 8 o'clock at night, 8:30, then I can go out after work and do some yard stuff. So I do kind of like that idea.
I like it being dark later because, like, you know, in the summertime, you want to go to the beach and stuff like that.
And that means it's brighter earlier.
But that's not the true time. That was added. This fallback is the actual time.
Yeah.
And then we changed it, and I guess it's more for, like, farmers to do farm work so they have more daylight during the summer to do more farm
work.
John
has a farm.
But
I do, pretty much, yeah.
I hate the time change. I hate spring forward. I hate losing an hour. It's I can easily wake up at 6:30, but when it used to be 5:30, no.
Yeah,
way.
My girls are pumping out eggs like a machine, like a lottery.
Springtime.
Yeah, it's I got like 4 dozen of eggs from my chickens in there. I highly recommend getting, like, if you're a suburbanite and you're allowed to have chickens, they're so easy to take care of. And they are very pettish. They follow you around
they
the yard.
You and they
yes,
like to interact with
everything.
You.
I mean, they're just like having a pet.
Well, they are pets.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for me, they are. But, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't eat them.
No.
But I do eat their eggs. And their eggs are really good, for one thing. But the other thing is that they really have been laying a lot. And the weather does predict. It does play on them. When it's too cold, they don't want to lay. When it's too hot, they don't want to lay. But when the weather is just right,
then they're like,
lots
it's
of
time.
Eggs. But it's a big thing now, and you'll see in your pet stores now where they have chicken aisles, where you go in and you can buy...
A lot of people have gotten chickens, you know.
Well, because you don't know, I mean, when eggs were so expensive, you could just go in your backyard and take them out of the, you know, the hutch.
Would you eat duck eggs?
No.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends got,
I heard they're good.
She got ducks, and she's like, I can give you some duck eggs. No, thank you. I don't think I want to try those.
Yeah.
There's like
I would
regular
be,
eggs.
Yeah,
they're
just I would
big.
Be weirded out about it. She said the color's different of the yolk and all that. I don't
want to. I never had a duck egg. I don't think I want to.
My uncle had ducks. I don't eat eggs, but I've seen them, and I've been told that they taste just like a regular egg.
Well, if anybody out there is listening and you have ducks and you've eaten duck eggs, let us know what you think of it.
because heartier or something. Like it has.
It's
like
supposed
more
to be more. Yeah, more nutritious.
But... Have you ever had a quail egg? Because those are really small,
no,
and they're supposed to
I don't
be even
eat that
more.
Either.
Well, that's like my bantam
more
chicken
protein.
Is a small chicken. She lays those small eggs. I know I've given you those small eggs before.
Yeah,
they're
a confession.
They're slightly bigger than a quail egg.
I have a confession. I feed those to my dog because I don't want to eat those.
Really?
Not the little ones. No, I'm weirded
do
out.
You
about
do it,
it
raw or do you cook it?
Cook it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing different stories about feeding raw eggs. They're not a good thing. You should cook them.
Well, yeah, I boil them. I don't eat raw eggs.
Well, in this day and age, raw is probably not good with bird flu and everything like that, so you're better off cooking. Hey, pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, is your dog freaking out because of the daylight savings shine or your cat? Let us know. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
It ain't worth a dime. I'm a losing sleep. I'm a counting sheep. I get up late and I miss the date. Couldn't get there in a Cadillac 8. But try as the will, they'll never be.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sites await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare.
This is the Marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you,
call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120.
Zoos and aquariums across the country are helping wildlife beyond their gates. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums has awarded $65,000 in grants to support 13 community conservation projects across the United States. The funding will help local groups restore native habitats, plant pollinator gardens, clean up rivers and coastlines, and improve environment for wildlife in both urban and rural communities. The grants are part of the AZA's annual Party for the Planet campaign, which runs from Earth Day through World Ocean Day. The initiative encourages families, schools, and communities to take part in hands-on conservation projects that benefit animals and ecosystems. AZA officials say that community programs play an important role in protecting wildlife by engaging people directly in conservation work close to home. Supporters say it's a reminder that protecting animals isn't just something that helps in distant wildlife areas. It can start right in your own neighborhood. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen on pound 250 on your smartphone, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and also on our website, talkinpets.com. By the way, Matt says that up there in Pennsylvania, chickens are popular in the backyards, but they do like the roosters, but he brought up a point that roosters can be mean. First of all,
they're territorial.
Extremely. Not so much territorial of their hens.
There's roosters that are territorial of their property.
I haven't seen, I've had roosters, but I had to get rid of them because of the fact that we're not allowed to have them.
Yeah.
Like in suburban areas, they're just way too loud. And I'll agree with that. Like the sun comes up and outside my bedroom window is, you know, the cooing. It's not even cooing. It's not anything you want to wake up to. You want to wake up with a... Maybe... No, I won't say it. But the thing is that I know when I had a rooster and with the hens, if ever... Like, if you rub on a hen's back, they'll just squat down and they'll enjoy it. I don't know if it's a sexual thing.
It is.
Or if it's just feels
like
good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a sexual thing as well. But anyway, you do that and they do that. But when the rooster sees you do that to them, he will come over and pluck out your eyes.
He's pushing up on his woman.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you're not moving in on my territory. But they could be mean. Very mean. And like I said, a lot of areas don't allow them because they're too noisy.
Yeah.
But I do highly recommend getting hens. The eggs are good. You get eggs every day almost, and depending on how many you have.
They eat bugs from your yard.
Right. And you do have to check with your with what city you're in and the guidelines, basically, because you might only be able to have a couple of chickens. So if you think you're going to get 10, 20, 30 chickens, that's not necessarily going to happen because... You know, of the, you know, whatever area, whatever city or county that you might be in your area.
Yeah.
So, but I do really do. I enjoy my chickens. Sometimes they get on my nerves. I got to do more videos.
Yes, you do.
Because they just, when I open up their gate, it is like horses that just come charging at you. They all come gushing out of the hutch. And the weird part is they know that, like, I spoil mine. I give them some grapes, and I give them blueberries and stuff like that. Celery, lettuce. I mean, a lot of stuff. Carrots.
Feed them like they're your pets.
Pretty much. They eat better than I do. And they're chickens. Maybe that's why their eggs are so good, though. but, you know, but having chickens, so, I mean, it just, you don't have to go to the grocery store all the time
and
buy
them. What made you get
chickens? When I was a kid growing up in Pennsylvania, I always wanted them. And I didn't know if we were allowed to have them where I lived in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But I always wanted them as a kid. I don't know why. Maybe it was like waking up and watching Lassie and all the other things and the shows on
Little
TV.
Little House on the Prairie.
Exactly. They always had chickens. So I was like, I want chickens. And my parents would never let me get them. So all of a sudden, I was here where we do the show from in Tampa, Florida. And next thing I know is the county allowed where I live to have chickens. So I thought, maybe. And then when my neighbors got them, I was like, oh, that's it. I'm getting some. And I discovered that they're not super expensive if you stick to their own diet. I mean, granted, I do feed them a better diet.
You don't just feed chicken feed. Some
right.
people get, like, the cheap chicken feed. But
right.
I heard that you can tell by the color of the yolk, like, if the chickens are eating a balanced, healthy diet. My grandmother loves the eggs. Actually, I've been giving the eggs to my grandma the last few times because she said that that's what eggs are supposed to look like, and that's what they looked like when she grew up on farms.
Well, then I've got 2 dozen for you today. You can give her a dozen. You can keep a dozen.
Okay.
Because I do have a lot of eggs.
You get eggs, and you get
you
eggs.
You get eggs. Wish it was a car, but Lexi.
Right.
But anyway, that's our chicken story there. But if you are going to get them, I highly recommend it. They're not expensive, and they're easy to take care of, and they're pretty cool because you can train them.
Let the games begin.
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you know what creature makes this sound, then you can pick out a prize of your choice. We have the SCOE 10X, the Odor Eliminator, which I highly recommend. If you've won it once before in your home or whatever, you can only do one. But we do have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and Daily Multivitamin. We also have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in Black, Orange, or Red. We do have the CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. It's not a murder CD. And it's a music CD. He sings and has a band. Also, we have the Starbucks handle, the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, and the Best Is Yet to Come badge holder from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have a book called Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. And we have two calendars for 2026, which we're in. One is a tiny hippo calendar, and the other one is tiny frogs. So those are your choices if you know what creature this is. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Play the game, win something. This is Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
818-818-6401. Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Elite Treats of Boca Raton, Florida, is recalling one lot of its Elite Treats chicken chips for dogs, 6-ounce bags due to potential salmonella contamination. The affected product comes in a black and gold bag marked with lot number 24045 and an expiration date of April 2027. It was distributed through Florida Hardware to feed stores in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Salmonella can cause illness in both pets and people. Dogs that consume contaminated treats may experience lethargy, diarrhea, sometimes bloody, fever, vomiting, decreased appetite, and abdominal pain. In people, salmonella can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever with young children, the elderly, and immune-compromised individuals at higher risk for serious complications. No illnesses have been reported so far. The issue was discovered during third-party lab testing of a related unreleased lot. Consumers are advised to stop using the affected treats immediately. Dispose of them safely and thoroughly, wash hands, and sanitize any surfaces or bowls that came into contact with the product. Refund or replacement information is available by contacting the company directly. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Thank you.
Wild horses and burros roaming around America's public lands are getting continued protection through a newly approved federal funding package. The legislation includes $144 million for wild horse and burro management programs overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. Animal advocates say the funding also maintains important protections and that prevent these iconic animals from being sold for slaughter. Wild horses are considered living symbols of the American West, and the program funded through the legislation helps provide population management, habitat care, and veterinary support. Supporters say the funding ensures humane treatment, while also balancing the need for wildlife, public lands, and local communities. Conservation groups say protecting wild horses helps preserve an important part of America's natural heritage for future generations. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own Studley Roy.
Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open. Jasmine's in the house to answer your behavior questions and your training questions about your pets. But we also have this animal sound. What makes that sound? Now, I'll give you a hint. Their fur is white in order to absorb the heat from the sun to keep them warm. Their fur is white in order to absorb the heat from the sun to keep them warm. What creature is it? 818-818-6401. The lines are open, and Sydney is there. And on Facebook Live, Ruckus thinks it's his constipated ex. Can I say that too?
Ruckus is my friend. Hey, Ruckus.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And I could take the answer from Facebook Live, but I'd rather people call. So call us if you think you know what it is. 818-818-6401. I think I gave a pretty good hint.
Yeah.
Lexi, you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
No. Was it because of the hint?
No. I figured that's what my first guess was, and then when you said that, it confirmed what I was thinking.
We're going to go out to Coos Bay and Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Good to hear from you. So what do you think it is?
Well, with the white fur, I think it's a polar bear.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Yay.
I was going to say that they have black skin and see if you got it from that, but I don't know. I thought I'd go with the absorb the sun for heat kind of thing. So, but you got it. What do you want to go with? Something you haven't won before. If you haven't won the SCOE 10X, I highly recommend it.
No, I think I like the bowl, the traveling bowl.
Do you want, I have it in red, I have it in black, and I also have it in orange.
I'll go with orange for the Oregon beavers.
There you go. Go Beavers!
Thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney so I can get your address, and we'll ship you out the orange collapsible Talking Pets bowl coming out to you.
Beavers are so cute. Have you ever seen? I have not seen the movie, but I want to. Zombievers.
What beavers?
Zombievers. It's zombie beavers.
Oh, no.
You know
what?
I saw
movie?
That.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like a bee horror movie.
Oh.
Like a bee rate. It's like
gotcha.
A,
okay.
I saw it somewhere. Was it on Netflix or something?
I have
or?
No idea.
I don't remember where I saw it, and I was like, I don't know.
I mean, looks bad. Like,
yeah, but you know what was really good?
I love a good bad movie.
Like Mars Attacks bad?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I liked Mars Attack.
What?
I did. I liked that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was quirky but
it
funny.
It was so lame.
I like that one too. But I love a good bad. I love a good B movie.
Okay.
Like
so,
a really good, just off.
If you want to see rabid beavers, like what about a cocaine bear?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we watched that in the movie theater.
I love Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, it's similar. I think that it's like a similar feeling to like that kind of movie.
Okay.
But it
was
it's a horror movie. But
Elizabeth Banks did that movie, Cocaine Bear, and she did a great job. I like Elizabeth Banks. And she's on that game show, too, that I like as well. Yeah, I thought it was good, the Cocaine Bear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was kind of scary.
I haven't seen it.
Very bloody and gory, but also very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't.
And it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that together worked, and that's one thing. I mean, I laughed. Was it me and you that went to the screening?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we might have.
I might have went with my
because I laughed a lot. Like,
yeah,
in the theater.
I think we watched it together.
But then we were gored out actually in some of the parts. Cause,
yeah.
They, but it was good. 818-818-6401 818-818-6401 Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401 That is the number to call with your pet questions. And so we want to talk to you. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, Carolyn just won because the answer was polar bear. But 818-818-6401, this is Talkin' Pets. Pet rats rescued and are looking for homes. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. Animal shelters in Massachusetts are asking for help after rescuing more than 160 pet rats from a single home. The large surrender happened when a pet owner became overwhelmed caring for the animals. Shelter staff say rats are often misunderstood, but actually make excellent pets. They're intelligent, social, and very clean animals. Many of the rescued rats have already been adopted or transferred to partner shelters, but dozens still need homes. The rescue organization says the situation highlights the importances of responsible breeding and pet population control. For those willing to give them a chance, shelter workers say rats can become affectionate and entertaining companions. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm John Patch. So, not everybody, but a lot of people like rats. I remember I was at Westminster, and Ada, a good friend of mine, she would dress rats. She made clothing for rats. She was on David Letterman. That's when I first saw her. And I was like, this is crazy. And then she came on my show in New York City, and I was like, how do I know you? Before she came on the show, the first time I was going to meet her. And I was like, I know you. And then all of a sudden, she pulled a rat out of her pocket, and I was like, oh, you're the rat lady that makes the clothing for rats. So,
he's the rat lady.
Have you ever seen Dinner for Schmucks?
Yes.
Where he does taxidermy rats and all the cute little different positions.
Is that real?
I assume the taxidermy is real, yes. I do assume that.
No, I don't think I'd want that.
There's a lady on...
Taxidermy is real.
You know, I know hunters. My brother, I hunted in my life, too, until I was 21 and I give it up. But my brother hunts, and when I go to his house, my brother Ed, I'll go down in the basement, we'll watch TV or whatever, and then there's all these heads on the wall.
I don't like that.
And it's like, I wonder what it would be like. Do deer actually have little homes that they have human heads hanging on the wall?
Well, they don't hunt humans, so probably not.
Well, I mean, there has been instances that where, you know, a deer ran by and the hunter shot himself instead of the deer.
Oh.
So maybe that's some way of getting back, but...
I just watched a dirt bike person get plowed into by a deer, and they went flying off their dirt bike.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a video. I didn't actually see it in real life.
He didn't hit the deer. The deer hit him.
The deer hit him. Yeah, he was hurt, and he was like, oh.
Actually, that's how most of the, like, where I grew up in Virginia, the deer Yeah, they're like running into your car.
No, I've hit a deer once before and took off the whole front of the car. So, but the deer died. Anyway.
On that note,
I have a sister that for years she had rats, and she said that they were like dogs.
No, my friend April's daughter Haley had rats, and
you know,
she loved them.
They like to urinate on you to claim you as their
Isn't
person.
That special? No. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are there rat diapers?
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Go Raw. Get your mind out of the gutter. They have expanded its February 17, 2026 voluntary recall to include two additional lots of Quest cat food chicken recipe frozen products due to potentially low levels of thiamine, which is vitamin B1, an essential nutrient for cats. The newly added lots, Best Buy 517-2027, which is MCD-25350, and MCC-25321, Best Buy 616-2027. Confused yet? You can read the story at TalkinPets.com. They're sold nationwide in beige, that's right, beige, two-pound Ziploc bags with a purple stripe. That's fashionable. The company had already recalled its Quest chicken recipe freeze-dried 10-ounce bags. You ready? Lot number C25288, Best Buy, October 15th, 2027. Low thiamine levels can lead to deficiency in cats over time, causing early symptoms like decreased appetite, vomiting, weight loss, and salivation. Doing that right now. In advanced cases, neurological issues such as wobbly walking, head drooping, vision problems, and seizures may occur. When treated promptly, the condition is typically reversible. After discovering the issue in early February, Go Raw launched an internal investigation and has halted sales of all Quest products until the thiamine issue is resolved. Retailers have been instructed to remove affected products, and replacement inventory is expected to reach stores by mid-March. Consumers are advised to stop feeding the recalled products and return them for a refund or replacement. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Coughing dog, going through last week's trash. Open the fridge, cold food. My stomach pain is related to you. Diamond animal on cheese, curdled milk. Nothing's in season. Nothing's in season. Expired cereal tastes stale. The smell just makes me ill.
I'm sick of eating bad food. I'm sick from eating bad food. I'm sick of eating bad food. I'm sick from eating bad food.
You know, it's funny because I have three cats at home, three rescue cats, and I have one outside. The one outside does not like beef, cat food.
Oh.
And the ones inside, my three cats inside the house, they don't like chicken. They love the salmon, they love the tuna, they'll even eat turkey, but they don't like the chicken for some reason.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
So, you'll wonder why we don't hear anything more about bird flu with chickens.
Think about this. Okay, the one outside, she's feral, right?
Yep.
Okay, she doesn't like beef. In nature, she wouldn't be hunting down a cow and eating it.
I'd like to see that, though.
She could, however, hunt down a chicken catch True. Fish, right? So I think it's maybe it's just more natural for them. Maybe
that's a good point.
My dog is picky.
And maybe these guys won't eat chicken because we have pet chickens outside.
They know I don't eat them, so they won't eat them either.
I don't know. But we never know what is going on with them. But the fact that all three of them won't eat it.
Well, I really do think that cats, if there's aliens on this planet, I think they're in the body of cats. I really do believe
parrots.
That.
I asked my parrot, the parrot that I had, I asked her if she was an alien. She started laughing and said, yeah. I was like...
Because in her mind, she's like, my pet parent is insane.
Right? I was like, that was an interesting response, Alice.
What were you going to say, Lex?
My dog is so picky. I saw a video of someone pretending to cook the dog food. Uh-huh. Like, they'll take it and, like, pretend to chop it up. And I want to see that and see if she eats it because she'll, like... At the end of the day, she'll finally be like, okay, I guess I'm going to eat dog food. And then, like, she'll take one piece and then bring it to the living room and eat the one piece.
What does she eat instead?
Nothing. Treats. Food that I feed her because I'm terrible.
Oh, yep. Yeah. See, that's it. That's it. The kids and between the kids and you. Usually dogs that live with children, you know.
Yeah, she wants better stuff.
I accidentally dropped my food on the floor and she got it.
Yeah.
Hey, she's waiting for something better.
Before we close out the hour, don't forget, spring ahead, daylight savings time.
Boo.
So at 2 a.m., right? Which is typically Sunday.
No, technically there's no 2 o'clock. Yeah, it's Sunday morning, and it goes from 1:59. You can watch it on your clock. It's super duper cool. And it'll go to 3 o'clock.
So we lose an hour of sleep, but we gain
nothing.
An hour
we gain
of life.
Nothing but misery and tiredness for months and months and months. My body never recovers.
There's the voice of doom.
Especially when you have kids.
It's
to go
awful.
To school.
Time for bed. It's so light outside. It's 9 right. o'clock.
Right.
No, that is bed. True. That is. It's hard to go to sleep when it's light out.
Yeah.
I find that as well.
Well
and
how
I'm
do
old.
Think the people in Alaska feel when it's bright outside? Somebody was telling me they have to have blackout curtains.
Yeah.
And
I've heard that.
You have to train your body.
Because it's light 24/7.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would drive me insane.
I couldn't do that.
I don't know how they do it. But
well, then when, they get paid. Then when it's dark for the period of time, people get really depressed because like the sun just doesn't come out.
They get paid to be there, so.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know, you're right about that. The darkness, for some reason, does bring out depression. I remember when I lived up north
tired.
And it was always so gray. It was like, it was just, you know.
That's how I felt about Cleveland. Cleveland was just gloomy.
No, there goes our Cleveland station.
Oh. It's okay. Both of my parents are from there.
There you go.
They're agreeing with her right now. They're like, yep.
Yep.
It's gloomy here, all right.
Even the strange guy in the corner thinks so. He's here every weekend.
I think only you can see him.
Yeah, I see him. It's over your shoulder right now. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. But once again, like I said, we're always same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station. And so we always look forward to hearing from you and playing a game or two. But, you know, you got to call with your questions, unless you just think we're crazy, which we are.
But you can still call.
Yes, fine. That's true, too. But Jasmine, where can they find you off the radio?
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com. However, my website is currently under construction, so you won't be able to access my website until Monday.
Until Monday. Okay. But JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
Yes.
And don't forget, check out TalkinPets.com, our website with the show. There's a lot of information on there, as well as movie reviews and other stuff. And join our social media family at TalkinPetsRadio. Bye for now. Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.